Section 2. Questions about guys.
My mom says I can't call boys, and I think that's stupid. What's she so worried about? She knows I'm responsible, but she won't even let me talk for 5 minutes.
Here's the weird thing about growing up. Girls mature more quickly than boys do. This means girls are usually interested in boys, wanting a boyfriend, calling them, etc., before boys are interested in girls. Your mom knows this, which also means she knows that you're either going to call a boy who really isn't interested in talking on the phone with you, and ouch, that's going to be embarrassing to you, or you'll call a boy who's older and is interested in girls. I encourage you to stay away from older boys who are looking for a younger girlfriend. At your age, it's best to remain friends with those close to your age. I've known boys in your age bracket who absolutely hate it when girls call their house. They're just not interested in girls yet. They don't want to talk on the phone. They don't know how to carry on a conversation with a girl. And what happens? They begin to dislike the girl, and her feelings are crushed. Again, your mom knows all this. She probably also knows that in the long run, you'd much rather be pursued than be the pursuer. In other words, wouldn't it feel better to have a guy showing interest in you instead of you having to be the one trying to catch him? In a few years, guys will start calling you, and your mom will more than likely allow you to talk on the phone with them. Until then, ask your mom to explain her reasons to you and try to learn as much as you can from her.
Our school had a dance last week, and I danced with one of my good guy friends. Afterward, he acted like it was no big deal, but to me it was a big deal. I enjoyed it, and I like him a lot. Why did he act like that? And why do I feel this way? I'm so confused.
Guys and girls are so different, not only physically, but emotionally, too. We girls often tend to fall for a guy faster than he falls for us. We're more emotional by nature. We love the romance of the moment, and guys love the action. Does that mean no guys are romantics? No. I'm making some generalized statements. In other words, I'm speaking in terms of what often happens, not what always happens. This particular guy may not even be interested yet in anything more than a friendship with a girl. But he was at a dance, and he did what people do at dances. He danced. That doesn't mean he's interested in you. Neither does it mean he doesn't like you as a friend. So why did he act like this? I'm guessing he's not acting at all. He's probably just not ready for any kind of guy-girl thing yet. But while you were dancing, you were feeling the romance of the moment. He was probably thinking about not stepping on your feet and wondering why he's sweating so much. Slow down. Right now, concentrate simply on being a good friend to everyone, guys and girls.
I'm only 12, so I know I'm too young to date, but what is the right age?
That's a tough one. We know the right age to drive, 16, and we know the voting age is 18. But when it comes to dating, it gets a little more complicated. Why? Because everyone matures at different rates. I know some 12-year-old girls who are way more responsible than some 16-year-olds, and I know some 14-year-old gals who are more mature than 17-year-olds.